Okay, the Mishnah Lamed Chesam at Aleph 38:82, a little bit past midway. Okay? The Mishnah says like this. Nairishin is, look, the Gemara is learning that the whole thing about the Knas. If somebody seduces or violates a girl, you have to pay the fines. In addition to whatever punishment you get, you have to pay fine. The question is when you pay the fine, when you don't pay the fine, the various, all the opinions we had so far in the Gemara. But this Mishnah says like this. Nidish in the Sarsav in his Garsha. What happens if a maiden girl, 12 to 12 and a half, had Kedushin, she had betrothal, then she got divorced, and then she was violated. But she was not married. We're going to see in the Gemara explains it. The girl had betrothal, she got divorced from the guy she was betrothed to, and then she was violated. So the question is, does she get this fine if she was seduced or violated? So Rabbi Yisrael Galili says, Ein lo knas, there is no, she's not entitled to fine. The Gemara is going to explain why. There's no fine for her. And Rabbi Kiva says, Yesh lo knas, she is entitled to a fine. Uknasa la'atma, but she keeps it herself, not the father. In other words, a normal girl that's between 12 and 12 and a half, that was raped, God forbid, or seduced, right? So then the din is, everybody says she has to get, the guy that did it has to pay a fine, a 50 shekel. In addition to that, the father gets the money. Okay? But this is a little bit different. Because the girl was betrothed, she got divorced, because like Gemara is going to explain, if she's still betrothed to the guy, then she's a married woman. So of course the guy doesn't pay knas because he's going to get capital punishment for raping a married woman. Right? But she wasn't married yet. She was only the kedushin, part one, right? The betrothal. Which makes her a married woman. But the point is, Rabbi Yasi HaGlili, we're going to see in the Gemara, they're going to say the reason for Rabbi Yasi HaGlili, who says there is no fine. The guy doesn't have to pay a fine. Rabbi Kiva says there is a fine and the father gets the fine. The Gemara is going to explain now. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yasi HaGlili, what's the reason why a girl who is betrothed and divorced is not getting the fine for being violated? Amekra, because the Pasuk says, it says over there like this, if a guy violated a girl, but the Torah adds the words, asher loy oirasa, which was not betrothed. So simply the Torah is saying she wasn't married. Because again, if she was married and the guy raped her, then he's committing adultery with a married woman, he's going to get capital punishment, so he's not going to have to pay a fine. But Rabbi Yasi says that it says, asher loyrasa, that was not betrothed. Ha'oyrasa, but it implies if she was at any time betrothed, at Kedushin, and Loknas. Right? So that's how Rabbi Yasi learns the Pasuk. Rabbi Yasi Aglili says, the Pasuk, when it speaks about fines, says a girl that wasn't betrothed. Right? So Rabbi Yasi Aglili takes it literally. Any time the girl was betrothed at any given time in her life, even if she's divorced, there's still no fine. But Rabbi Kiva, if she was never betrothed, then the money goes la via to her father. What the Pasuk means is like this. The Pasuk says, a girl that was not betrothed, who's violated, the fine goes to the father. That's what the Pasuk says. Okay? A girl, 12 to 12 and a half, God forbid, was raped, and she wasn't betrothed. So the Pasuk says you pay 50 shekels to the father of the girl. Okay? Now there's two opposite things they're learning from this Pasuk. Rabbi Yasi HaGlili says, the Pasuk says that she wasn't betrothed. Which implies, if she was ever betrothed, Kedushin, there's no fine at all. Okay? Rabbi Kiva says no. Asher lo yarasa means if she wasn't betrothed, then the father gets the money. But if she was betrothed, it's not that there's no fine. There is a fine, but she gets it, not the father. What's wrong?
Well, the first one I didn't get.
The Pasuk says, a girl that wasn't betrothed, who was violated, you give the father 50 bucks.
The Pasuk says,
what?
The Pasuk says.
That what?
That you pay to the father.
Yeah, but that's only if Le'arah says she was never Kedushin. So Rabbi Yasi HaGlili says, what the pasuk is teaching us, if she had ever kedushin, then there's no fine. Okay? Because the Torah says, who gets the fine? When is there a fine? Never betrothed. But this girl was betrothed, so there's no fine. Right? Rabbi Kiva takes it a step further. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means if she was never betrothed, then the fine goes to the father. If she was betrothed, there's a fine, but it goes to her. He said there's two ways of learning it. Rabbi Eishak Lili says, if the girl was ever betrothed, there's no fine. Rabbi Kiva says, no, if she was betrothed, then the fine goes to her instead of the father. Yes, sir.
Forgive me for the simple, non-understanding question. If somebody's been married and that woman has been raped, even if she was married before, and there's no fine.
No, because the guy gets killed.
So,
he gets killed.
Oh, so there's a penalty of that.
In Judaism, we don't believe in jail. We believe in rehabilitation.
Killing the guy.
I see.
Now the Gemara says like this. Ela me'atom.
Refuge.
If that's the case, the Torah says Naido v'le begeres, right? So if the Torah says Naido, not the begeres, hochenami de la'atzma, what would it mean? It means like this. When the verse says Naido, it means Naido 12 to 12 and a half, not over 12 and a half. So you tell me hochenami de la'atzma, that she would also pay the fine to her. It means there is no fine. Or besula v'le ba'ula hachanami de la'atzma. You tell me there's no fine. In other words, like this. Rabbi Kiva is saying that the pasuk is only teaching us if she was betrothed or not, not if there's a fine or not. There's a fine. The question only who it goes to. Right? So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, when the Torah says a besula gets a fine, the father gets the fine. And you tell me, if she's married, she gets the fine. Obviously not, there's no fine, because the guy's getting killed. Or when the Torah says, a girl that's 12, the fine goes to the father. You tell me, if the girl's 12 and a half, there's a fine, but it goes to her. It's not true, because the Begadis, we learned before in the Gemara, a girl over 12 and a half, there's no fine. So obviously, Rabbi Kiva can't interpret the pasuk to differentiate only who's getting the fine, versus if there is a fine or not. The way the Gemara is learning Rabbi Kiva, there's always a fine. The Torah is telling us that only, no betrothed. Betrothed, there is a fine, but she keeps it. So Gemara says, no, Amalach Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, what are you talking about? Hi, Le'erosa. This Erosa that the Torah says was not betrothed, Miboyli is needed for something else. Meaning, like it says in the Braisa like this. Asher lo yirasa, the Torah says, if a guy violated a girl that was not betrothed, prat, it excludes, naira shenisarsev in his gasha, that if she was engaged, betrothed, and divorced, she'en lo knas divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, there is no knas. Like we just said in Agamemnon. Now the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Kiva says mamish the opposite of what he said in our Mishnah. Okay? In this Brais it says, the Gemara is going to ask later the contradiction between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, yesh no knas, ukenosa lavil. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says, there's a fine and she gets it. Here Rabbi Kiva says, there's a fine and the father gets it. Okay, but that's what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, there's no fine at all. Because she had betrothal at one time. So even though she's divorced, there's no fine because she was once betrothed. What? We're not done yet. And Rabbi Kiva says, there is a fine, but the fine goes to the father. Even though Amish says clearly, Rabbi Kiva said it goes to the girl. Okay, that's what I was going to ask. And he said, "Vadin Naisen," and it's logical that the fine goes to the father. Why? If the father If the girl does kedushin, right? Her kedushin money. Okay? If the guy gives the money to a minor girl or a nida, who gets the money? The father. Yeah? If a girl does kedushin, if a guy does kedushin with a girl, under 12 and a half. Either ktana, under 12, or nida from 12 to 12 and a half. The din is, the father gets the money. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, if the father gets the money of her kedushin, if she was violated, for sure he should get the money. Why should the girl get the money? He should get the money. He says, ma ketzev kedushahem. Just say by kedushin. Alpha pish in his garshin, his sarsev in his garshin. Even though, now the Gemara says like this. If a guy gives kedushin to a girl, right, the father gets the money. He divorces the girl. And the girl gets engaged to somebody else. While she's still a nida, the father gets the money again. Okay, let me explain what's going on over here, just in different language, to understand the next of what's coming up. A girl, according to Torah, under 12 and a half, is the property of her father. Father can marry off to whom he wants. Anything she finds goes to him. Anything she gets goes to him. Okay? Under 12 and a half, the girl belongs to the father. Over 12 and a half, she belongs to herself. She's an adult, it belongs to herself. By a boy, by the way, under bar mitzvah, it belongs to the father. Over bar mitzvah, it belongs to the kid himself. Now, what happens if a girl gets married, not kedushin? A girl, mamish, gets married. Once she's married, she leaves the father's domain. Let's see, for argument's sake, an 11-year-old kid gets married. The father marries her off. Yeah? Then she gets divorced. Even though she's not even 12 yet. Right? She's left the father's domain. That's it. It's only hers. But the Gemara says that's only when she actually gets married. Just kedushin, the betrothal, that Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't leave the father's domain. That means a girl, 11-year-old, kedushin, gets divorced, and now marries somebody else. Because she wasn't married to the first guy. Just kedushin. Rabbi Kiva says it's still the father's money. Okay. So Rabbi Kiva says here, if that's the case, if the kedushin money goes to the father, when somebody violates her, of course it goes to the father.
Like kedushin, it can also divorce him, make him divorce her?
Kedushin makes the woman... Okay, we learned in the past, kedushin, now we do it all together under the chuppah, right? When you do Ariyam Kodesh Yisri V'tabazo Kodesh Meshur Yisro, you do the betrothal. For all practical purposes, she is a married woman. Except, she's not married to her husband yet. She can't live with the husband until she has what's called chuppah. Okay? If she commits adultery, she gets killed. If she wants to remarry, she needs a get. But she doesn't enter the husband's domain until they actually get married. Not kedushin, not betrothal, until they actually get married. Got it? Now, once the girl gets married, because now she went to the husband, she's out of the father, even if she gets divorced, as a kid. Okay? Because marriage, not the first part, kedushin, the second part of chuppah, puts her into the husband's domain, now she's out of the father.
But by kedushin,
this is what the Gemara Rabbi Kiva is saying now, it doesn't daughter into the husband's domain, and therefore she's still by the father, because she's under 12 and a half. Okay? Any age under 12 and a half. So like he says now, Makas Afalpish in Nisarsiv in Nisgasha, if a girl under 12 and a half, yeah, gets engaged, or betrothal, and then she gets divorced, the money still goes to the father.
There is no Nisuin.
So that's where Rabbi Kiva says the same thing over here. This girl that had betrothal, Kedushin, no marriage. Then obviously she got divorced, because if she was still engaged to the guy, the guy would get killed for adultery. So this girl got engaged in Kedushin, right? Then she got divorced, and then she was violated. So Rabbi Yehesi said, there's no Knas at all, right? Rabbi Kiva says, no, there is a fine. But who gets it? So Rabbi Kiva says, it's logical, the father gets it. Why should the father get it? Why should the father get it? Because he says, if the father can get her Kedushin in such a case, why shouldn't he get the fine?
Can father make the, if the daughter under 12 and a half does Kiddushin, but no Nisuin yet, can the father make the get before Nisuin? I don't want you, I want to make a get. Because it belongs to the position of the husband, of the father, right?
Well, the husband has to give her a get.
No, but can the father make them? I don't.
Can make what he can make them.
No, because he says
the only question, can the father get the get? It's an argument. In a different place. Could she get the get, or the father can also get the get? To accept it. But the get's up to the husband. I mean, the guy did the Kedushin to her. Okay. Now, if that's the case, see, in our mission, Rabbi Kiva said, Layarasa means to teach us that then that's when the girl's father gets it. But if there was Kedushin, she gets it. But now Rabbi Kiva, this b'raisa holds, the father gets it. So what is Asher Le'eros Tam? It's mufna, it's open, meaning it's free. La'hakish v'lodeh men gzeir shavah, to use it as gzeir shavah. Remember, here it says a word, there it says a word. We liken the two words together. Okay. Ne'mekan Le'eros, by a girl who is violated, okay, it says, meaning raped. Then it says Le'eros, and by a girl who was seduced, not raped, but he convinced her to do it with him. It also says, Loi Eirasa. So, Ma Kan Chamishim, justly by a girl who was violated, pays 50, Af Lahalin Chamishim. It's also $50. And justly over there is shekels, 50. The Torah says, Chamishim Kesef. Right? Now, 50 silvers. 50 silvers could be a lot of different currencies. So it means 50 shekels. Afkan Shkolim, it also teaches us shekels. Okay? Meaning like this. But by a girl who was violated, the Torah says you give to the father of the girl 50 silver. Okay? But it doesn't say 50 silver what? It could be 50 silver Kiddush cups. It could be 50 silver, tons of silver. It does 50. Okay. Now, by the seducer, the Torah just says, pay her silver. Okay? Kesev Yishkel. Kesev Yishkel, you should give her silver. Okay? Now, Yishkel means shekel. Shishkel is shekel. Okay? So there's two psukim. One is a girl that was violated, and one was a girl that was seduced. Okay? One of the two, by the violator, it says, she have to pay 50 silvers. Okay? It doesn't say silver what. By the seducer, the Torah says, give her silver shekels, but it doesn't say how many. So because here it says the word layarasa, which is extra, and over there it says the word layarasa, which is extra, we liken the two cases together. Just like here it says 50. It means by the seducer, there's also 50. And just like by the seducer, it's 50 shekels. See, so here also when it says 50, it means shekels.
So both get equal amounts?
Yes.
Even though the girl was seduced?
Yes. That's what the Gemara said.
I mean, she is the one who agreed to do it?
Yeah, but she's a kid. I mean, she's a naida.
And virgin.
Huh?
And virgin.
And virgin.
But if she was an Ara, another virgin?
Yeah, it's only a virgin. I was going to say right now. In fact, if she was not a virgin, then there isn't any. But the Gemara asked this. Why does Rabbi Kiva say the word layered also? To teach me. Two lines in the end of the page. Okay? Two lines in the end of the page. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says like this. So Rabbi Kiva is doing like this. Learning Eirasa, Eirasa. Agzer Shav. So he says, and Besula, the word Besula means only if she's virgin, which means if she's not a virgin, there's no fine. Right? So maybe though, Besula Legzer Shava, maybe Besula, the word Besula, which also says in both cases. Okay? Meaning, it's not an exclusionary firm word, but even a non-virgin would also get a fine. And Layarasa is to exclude Nidash and Nisarsev and Nisgarsha. In other words, like this. There are words here, there are words there. Okay, Rabbi Kiva decided that what does the word Layarasa mean? To teach me, here is 50 shekel, there is 50 shekel. Correct? Now, when a guy violates the girl, it doesn't say the word virgin. When a guy seduces the girl, it says the word virgin.
Can we hear the pasuk? Do you have it?
The pasuk is like this. I'm going to say it in English. The man who violated her shall give the father of the night of 50 silver. Okay? The Torah doesn't say which one it is. Now, virgin appears both in the violation and seduction passages, which we're going to see in a minute. Now, says like this. So therefore, why don't you say quantity and type of coin for these two comes in the word virgin? Meaning, virgin is not an exclusionary term, so maybe a non-virgin would also be possible to get a fine. In other words, if the Torah is saying, in both cases, the word besula, right? So maybe, and he's going to say it's not logical, but the Gemara is thinking now, so maybe a psula is used as a gzeira shava to teach me something else, so then besula would not be used as if it's only a virgin. Okay, like this. Need a blackboard. You know. When the Torah says the word besula, okay, normally it teaches us to exclude a virgin, comes to exclude a non-virgin. Right? That's because, why is the Torah using the word besula? The Torah didn't have to just say the word virgin. If the Torah left out the word virgin, it's obviously it means both. Right? Why does the Torah have to say virgin? So obviously it's coming to exclude a non-virgin. But there's no fine. But the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe psula is extra. Okay? And the word layarasa, because Rabbi Kiva was learning, layarasa is extra, and therefore it teaches us that the father gets the fine. Maybe layarasa means to exclude a girl that had kedushin at one time, that there is no fine, like Rabbi Yisya Galili says. And what extra words are we using for the Gzeir Shava, psula, psula. And therefore, it's not extra. If it's not extra, it's not coming to exclude a virgin. And then maybe a non-virgin also gets a fine. The one's going to say it's not logical to say like that. But the Gemara's question is, how do you know? Because Le'erasa could be extra, or Psula could be extra. So Rabbi Kiva is picking on Le'erasa is extra, and therefore Psula is not extra. But maybe, look at it the other way, maybe Psula is extra, and Le'erasa is not extra. So why are you learning it this way? So Gemara says, Mistabra, logic dictates, Asher Le'erasa Gzeira Shava. Why? Because it says Naida Besula. Okay? Because a Naida Besula is the same as Le'erasa. Besula obviously means no Erasa, no Kedushin, because obviously it's going to lead to marriage. So maybe he says that Naida Besula, all girls fit the requirements if, even if they were betrothed and divorced because she's still a virgin. A girl is possible to be betrothed and still be a virgin. Because she's not allowed to live with the guy yet. Right? So it's logical, he says, the Gemara says, Le'erasa is extra because the word besula includes even a virgin. So right away the Gemara says, Adrabe, Besula makes more sense for the Gzeira Shava. Shani Kova Shaleirasa, because for her you can apply the verse who is not betrothed, because then she's first a virgin. So Gemara says, no, logical, the body changed, okay? Non-virgin is now changing through the violation, and this other one's body is not changed through the Kedushin. In other words, like this. Virgin, but violated, is non-virgin anymore. Right? So the body is changing. But between no Kedushin and yes Kedushin, the body is not changing. If the body is not changing, then it makes sense. It's the same body. Same girl. It doesn't matter. Her body didn't change if she had Kedushin and got divorced, or if she didn't have Kedushin and got divorced. Because the body is the same body. She's still a virgin. So Mara said that's what makes more sense. So Leperil, the Gemara is soon going to ask, by the way, in the few lines, that Rabbi Kiva is contradicting himself. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says the Kenas goes to her. And the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva says the Kenas, the fine goes to the father. Okay? So far we have like this, just to get this straight. A girl that was betrothed and divorced and then violated. Correct? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there is no fine for violating her. Because the Torah says if she wasn't betrothed. This girl was betrothed, right? So therefore there's no fine. Rabbi Kiva says there is a fine. The Torah says Le'erasa. It means that if she wasn't betrothed, then the father gets the money. But in our Mishnah it says she gets the money. Or, like the Brice explaining, a Le'erasa teaches us that here it says Le'erasa, there it says Le'erasa, just think over here is 50 shekel, over there is 50 shekel. Right? Here it says 50, but doesn't say what. Over there shekels, and doesn't say the amount. So Le'erasa has nothing to do with betrothal. It's teaching us that word, that she was not betrothed, is not coming to exclude a girl who was betrothed and divorced that there's no fine. There is a fine. Why does the Torah use the word that she wasn't betrothed? What do we need it for? That is to teach me a different law. That how much do you pay? 50 shekel. Because here it says 50 and it doesn't say how much. I mean, what coin? Here it says shekels, but it doesn't say how many. So both things together teach us 50 shekel in both cases. But it's not used as a sentence to teach me that if she was betrothed, there is no fine. The only difference is, in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, she gets it, the girl, and in the Brice it says the father gets it. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says there is no fine, because the Torah says she wasn't betrothed, which teaches us, if she was betrothed, there is no fine. Rabbi Kiva says, no, that's not what it teaches us. Ashaleya, it also teaches us something completely different. Therefore, the Torah is not differentiating between a girl who is betrothed to a girl that wasn't betrothed, and therefore there's always a fine. The only difference is, who gets it? The girl or the father?
Well, you said if she's over 12 and a half, she gets it. If she's under 12 and a half, the father.
No. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva held, even a girl under 12 and a half, the girl will get it.
But she still lives in her father's household.
Doesn't matter, but because she was never married, she never halachically left the father's domain. Because even if a girl's married, by the way, and she still lives in the father's home, she still left the father's domain, halachically.
Even with her husband.
Even if she lives with her husband in her father's domain, like the good old European families that 10 generations live in the same house, not like the Americans, that even if they're not married, they can't live in the same house.
You don't too.
What?
The same house, like somewhere.
Yeah. La'avdil, by the Muslims in Israel, the roofs are flat. You know, as we were explaining, we were in Israel. In Israel, you could tell a Muslim house different than the Jewish house. The Muslim houses are flat roofs. Why? Because when the next kid gets married, they add another floor. Yeah.
No, they you can differentiate by the water.
Black or right. Or but besides that, the roofs are flat because they add another story. The Russians also were like that. They all lived in the same house. But once she gets married, it's not a physical domain of the father. It's the halachic domain. Once a girl gets married, she leaves the father's domain. A girl who is only betrothed, kedushin, does not leave the father's domain. Except Rabbi Kiva learns out that in this case, she would get the fine, not the father. According to our Mishnah. In the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva says, no, the father also gets it. Father is also going to get the fine. And the Gemara is going to ask the question now. Rabbi Kiva contradicts himself. That's the Gemara says, Kasha Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says that it goes to the girl. In the Braisa, it says it goes to the father. So which one is it? Rabbi Kiva is contradicting himself. So the Gemara answers this typical Jewish answer. There's two opinions what Rabbi Kiva held. Today Tanoi Ali with Rabbi Kiva. Okay? Meaning, one opinion says Rabbi Kiva said the girl gets it. Another opinion said Rabbi Kiva said the father gets it.
You don't know what he said?
No, because don't forget this is all oral.
That's why we don't know what he said.
You never heard people say that you said two different things?
Yeah, that's not.
Huh? Kids always like that. They always hear what they want to hear. Right? No, I'm saying, some people, you hear this a lot of times. I heard that he said this, I heard that he said the opposite. Yeah? So, in those days it was even less written. And this here very often in the Mishnah, by the way. The Gemara many times asks contradictions of a guy against himself. The mayor, the beis, him, all of them, in the earlier Mishnahs and Brachas, there's an argument what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held. There are two opinions what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held.
So how could you study this?
Because they're all right. In other words, there's a reason to say Rabbi Kiva said the girl gets it. There's a reason to say Rabbi Kiva said the father gets it. But what's interesting, both opinions say there's a fine. Not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says a girl that was betrothed and divorced, there is no fine. Right? Rabbi Kiva says there is a fine. The only question is, who gets it? What? What in the world are we talking about? Okay. So Gemara says like this. Which one, now the Gemara is going to discuss which one's more logical. Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, that the girl gets it, or Rabbi Kiva of the Braisa that says the father gets it. And the Gemara is going to ask, it's more logical that the girl gets it, based on the teachings we just said. It says, Bishleim Rabbi Kiva, the Masnisin, it's understood according to the Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, because Le'asi Gzeir Shavad cannot come. Because it cannot uproot, okay, the verse from its plain meaning. Normally the Pasuk says, clearly, if the girl was not betrothed, it goes to the father. That's the simple Pasuk. If a girl was not betrothed, and she was violated, you give the money to the father. Correct? Which implies, if the girl was betrothed,
she gets it.
So that's logic. If you take the Torah simply, that makes more sense. Ela Rabbi Kiva de Braise, but according to Rabbi Kiva de Braise, that the father gets it. And he says, because Xeira Shav is teaching me something else completely. Asi Xeira Shav, can this learned teaching of the Xeira Shav come? Or mafke mi pashti legamri? Can it uproot the simple meaning of the Pasuk? Simple meaning of the Pasuk says, if the girl was not betrothed, the father gets the fine. Which means, if she was betrothed, and there is a fine, according to Rabbi Kiva, then she should get it. That's the question. Why should it be like that? Okay, so the Gemara says like this. Amir Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman explain to you why. It says like this. Kribei asher le'arusa. Don't read it past tense. Asher le'arusa means past tense betrothed. He says, why are you reading it that way? Read it asher le'arusa in present tense. Maybe the Pasuk is coming to exclude a girl who is presently betrothed. That there's no fine. I mean, that the girl gets it. Mar said there can't be. And Mar right away screams, Arusa baskiluhu. If she had kedushin, then the guy gets killed, stoned, for committing adultery. So there's no fine anyway. If a guy gets killed, we learned before, when you get capital punishment, you don't pay any fines. Correct? So it can't mean, Rav Nachman wanted to answer, you know what the Pasuk really means? A girl who is not presently betrothed. So he said, that can't be, because if she's betrothed presently, then there's no fine because the guy gets killed. So the Gemara answers, no, I would think in this case he would have to pay anyway. And the Gemara says like this, let me explain this outside first. This is very simple. We learned before in the Gemara is going to quote the opinion of Rabbah, that we said, that we learned before. We learn out from sentences before, that when there's monetary damage, and you get killed for a simultaneous act, you get killed and you don't pay money. Correct?
Yes.
But fine is not money. Fine is a unique din. It's not a monetary damage. Okay? If I simultaneously desecrate Shabbos while I'm breaking your window, the money for the window is not a fine. It's damages. Damages is money. Okay? And therefore, anything that set is called a fine. Like you steal, you have to pay double.
It's fine.
That's a fine. It's a set price, double. Yeah? You kill a slave, you have to pay 30 shekel. Whether the guy was worth 1,000 shekel or the guy was worth 2 shekel. The Torah says there's an exact payment of 30 shekel. That's called fine. It's not monetary damages. It's called punitive damages, I think, in civil law. Monetary damages is no set amount. Whatever you damage, you pay. Now, when the Torah says you pay 50 shekel to the girl or to the father, it's set amount. No matter how prominent the girl was, or least prominent the girl was, no matter who the girl is, you have to pay 50 shekels. Okay, that's not monetary. Because if it be monetary, a prominent girl is more damaged than a person who's anybody in the street. Okay? So it's bigger damage. But the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says across the board, you give 50 shekel. Right? To the person that violated her or seduced her. Okay, set amount. Now, the Gemara says, I would think, that's not the dindo, I would think that maybe in this case you do get a fine, even though you're getting killed. In other words, if a guy violates a girl who is betrothed presently, yeah, the din is, the Gemara says, maybe that's what the Torah is trying to exclude. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah exclude it? You're getting killed. Of course you're not going to pay the fine. Right? You don't pay money when there's death. So the Gemara says, but I would think that you don't pay money when you get killed. But maybe a fine, which is a unique concept in Torah called a fine, maybe you would pay even though you get killed. So the Torah tells us, no, you don't. The Gemara's question, how can you say it means a present betrothed girl, she's getting killed? So the Gemara says, no, I would think even then he gets killed and pays the fine. You know, there's a very interesting din. There's a lot of differences, halachically, between between monetary damages and, I think it's called punitive damages. Yeah? Fines.
Correct.
Okay. If I damaged your property and I come to court and admit it, I still have to pay. Right? If I come to court and I broke your window, yeah, nobody saw. And I come to court and say, you know, court, I broke the guy's window. So Bezin says, go pay. Right? Now, if a guy steals something and he gets caught, he pays double. What happens before he got caught? He stole it. And before the witnesses come to testify that he stole it, he runs to court and says, guys, I stole it.
He just has to give it back.
He doesn't pay the fine.
Right.
There's a rule, mode beknas, potter. You admit a fine, you don't have to pay it. Only because the Gemara learns out from the pasuk. It says, asher yashiun elokim, that the court obligates you to pay the fine, you have to pay it. So the Gemara learns out from there, that only what the court makes you pay a fine, do you have to pay a fine. But if you admit it yourself, you don't have to pay.
It's kind of like Yom Kippur, when you admit all your fault, you don't have to fight. However, if you don't admit to all your fault,
God doesn't take money. God only takes credit cards. So fines b'chlal are different. Another interesting din, the din is, in Bavel, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, Beis Din cannot collect fines. Only in Eretz Yisrael. A Beis Din smuchim, smicha ish mi pi ish, from Meisher Rabbeinu, in fact, Rav Nachman did it, Rav Chista did it. So Rav Nachman said to him, Chista, knosse kamagvis b'bovel, you're collecting fines in Bavel, it's unheard of. So fines are a different category of payment. Okay? So Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman Yitzchok, read the pasuk asher le'irasa that's presently betrothed. Why would I even think there's a fine if he's getting killed for violating a married woman? Because I would think maybe even though he violated her and he gets killed, I would think he still pays the fine So the Torah says, no. When do you pay a fine? Ashaloi Eirosa, if she's not presently married. But if she's presently married, there's no fine. It's a very interesting concept. A fine is different than money. Therefore, maybe for money you would get killed and then you don't pay money. But fine, maybe you do. In fact, the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Takad says you do pay fines, even if you're getting killed. In fact, the Gemara says, Chid Rabba, but according to Rabba. We learned this before in the Gemara. That says, Chid Shushachid Shatayra Beknas. There's a novel law by a fine. Afa gav the mikta mashalmad, even though you're going to get killed. But the fine you pay, so my ikalamema, so what can you say? So obviously, Taka does pay it. So what does the Torah say? Shalayar also. So the Gemara says like this. Savala Rabbi Kiva the Masnis, and he holds like Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah, that says, like he said before, Itaka means, Layar also means the simple meaning, but it means the father doesn't get it, the girl gets it. Like Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. There is a fine, not like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Kiva says, there is a fine, but who gets the fine? The father. I mean, she gets it, not the father. If she's not betrothed, never betrothed, then the father gets it. If she was once betrothed, she gets it. The only question is like, why? Because Sigmar says, because it's a fine, she left the father's domain partially. She didn't marry the guy yet. So she didn't leave the father's domain completely, but a little bit she did. That's the difference. Okay, now the word says like this. Turn the rabbanan. This is easier. Knasa lemi. Okay, if the guy violates the victim, who gets the fine? Okay, the word speaks of no ordinary girl. So it says la via the father. V'yashem rim la'atzma, she gets it, right? So the Gemara says, la'atzma, why should she get it? The Torah says, clearly you give it to the father. Right? The Gemara is asking now a general question. Who gets, when you violate a girl, forget, just the regular naira, you violate her, who gets the money? So one opinion says, the father. Another opinion says, she gets it. So right away, the Gemara says, la'atzma, my, the Torah says, the father gets it. Right? Clearly the father gets it. What do you mean she gets it? So I said, no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case when she had kedushin and divorced. Like we just learned. We're speaking about a girl that had kedushin and got divorced. And the argument, if the father gets it or she gets it, is the argument of Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa and Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah says the girl gets it. Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa says the father gets it, and that's the argument. But you're right. A regular girl without kedushin, for sure the father gets it. That's what it says in the book. The Chumash says the father gets the money, the fine. Okay, now.
Uh-oh.
What?
Now it's
going to
go somewhere else.
No, no, no. No, he wasn't asking a very simple question. Okay, Amar Abaye, let's see this. Not a question, he's saying a statement. Ba'alel, if a guy violated a simple virgin girl, 12, and then she died before the court obligated him, before the guy was brought to court, to Bezdin. In other words, normally, a guy violates a girl, you bring him to Bezdin, Bezdin says you gotta pay the money, to the father, correct? What happens though, the guy violated the girl, which was so shook up, whatever. She died before she went to court.
Then he has to still pay the fine.
So now the question is, does the guy still pay the fine to the father or not?
Yes.
What?
is it Kedushin?
No, no, regular Naira. No, simple 12 and a half year old girl, virgin, never married, nothing, Kedushin, nothing. A guy violated her. And before he went to Beis Din, so normally what would be the din? You take him to Beis Din, if she's alive, you go to court, and the court says you have to pay the father 50 shekel. Right? But before they went to court, the girl died.
As a this? Because of the...
It doesn't matter, she died. Before they went to court.
If he killed her...
He didn't kill her.
Oh, by itself, he died.
Yeah, maybe she had a heart attack, I don't know.
Okay.
He still has to pay.
So Abaye says, Potter, you don't have to pay. Sorry. Shenemar, because it says like this, the Torah says he give the money to the father of the girl. That means there needs to be a girl that has a father that you give the money to. V'lei la'vi amesa, and not to the father of the dead. Because it says the father is not the father of the girl anymore because she's dead. And the Torah says you have to give it to the father of the girl. The Torah could have said la'viha. Give it to her father. The Torah says to the father of the girl. Which implies if the girl's here, then you give it. There's no girl, you don't get
it. But what if that rape caused her to die?
He didn't kill her directly, he killed her indirectly.
Does he still get that?
Oh yeah, there's nothing to do with the girl. We're talking about the fine. If she was married, the guy, and she dies, he still gets killed. Or, if a guy seduces, not rapes, seduces a married woman, she also gets killed. She committed adultery. He didn't rape her, she did it willingly. Right? So she's also gonna get killed. But here's the case that she died after the violation, and now the question is, does the father get the money or not?
Is that because of the violation, or does she just die?
We don't know. She died. Could be any reason. Maybe she had a heart attack. Maybe whatever.
Sounds like it could lead to trouble.
Could lead to a lot of trouble.
I mean, the guy may not like the father and just want the father to get money, so he does something to his daughter without anyone knowing. But I'm just sitting there. You don't need this, right? This is a complex thing.
Is there any logic for it or not? Because if the daughter is there or not, is there any logic for it?
Well, the Gemara is going to explain what the Abaye understood simply. Rava really didn't understand, had a question. Because the question is, if a girl, 12, dies, okay? A girl dies. I'm going to leave this for after, because that's a whole new Gemara over here. Does a girl become a begetis in the grave or not, after she dies? In other words, like this. She died before 12 and a half, but now she's in the grave. Let's say she died 12 and 3 months. Okay, so she needs to be 12 and a half, 12 and 6 months. She died after 3 months. Now it's 6 months. Did she become halachically a begaris in the grave or not?
Well, your soul lives for another year in the grave.
It's not so simple. In other words, like this. If a girl was violated, we'll just start this. If a girl was violated, you pay the money to the father, right? What happens, the question over here was, the girl becomes 12 and a half before the fine, before the court rules the paying the fine. She was raped when she was 12 and 3 months, yeah? And then by the time the court ruled that he has to pay the fine, she turned 12 and a half. Who gets the fine money? So then she does. because now she's 12 and a half. Right?
She's dead.
No, no, she's alive.
Oh.
Now the question is, if she dies at 12 and 3 months, and by the time the court ruled that they get a fine, she would have been 12 and a half, right? Does the father get it, or does her kid get it? Because the kid inherits the mother.
She's not married.
She had a kid.
No, she can't have it because
you're
talking about
an. It doesn't have to be a son. It could be any.
If the girl that was raped had a child,
then there is no honest. There is no kenas.
Oh. If she has a son, whatever.
Kenas,
huh?
Because it's the concept of kenas, it has to be the tula, no?
No, but we learned out that the Gemara's question before is psulut. But Taisa asked a different question. There's no knas to the get. Okay, we're gonna, this is a whole very interesting Gemara. We'll leave it.